All Things Well, a compilation.
And they were astonished beyond measure, saying, He has done all things well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. Mark 7:37. It's just one tiny sentence at the end of a story, but it's the key to understanding the story. After Jesus healed the Syrophoenician's daughter of the demon and healed the deaf man by touching him with his saliva, along with other unnamed miracles, the crowd declared, He has done all things well. This not only fits as the summary of these miracles, but it also is an appropriate summary of the life and ministry of Christ and his position as the Son of God. Jesus does all things well. That phrase seems to ring with the sound of Genesis 1, where after each day of creation, it is said of God's acts, God saw that it was good. Of course, shortly thereafter, sin intruded, and a whole lot of bad came with that one sin. How's that for an understatement? But when Jesus arrived, all that he did was good. In a manner of speaking, he was making things new and good again, anticipating the complete and full act of restoration to make all things good at the end of time. To make things good is the very nature of God. In the original act of creation, all that he made was good. He could only make good things. And likewise, the only things Christ can do are good. From the healing of the ill to the restoration of creation and the redemption of sinners, Christ has done well. In fact, it might be said that this testimony of Christ, he has done things well, might also serve as a biography of Christ. Everything he has ever done is good. Everything he is currently doing is good, and everything he will do is good. We can look at our current situation, and as hard or as joyful as it is, we can say equally in each scenario, He is evidencing His good to me. And we can look to the future and say, All that He will ever give me is good. And the culmination of my redemption and salvation is, like on the sixth day of creation, very good. This is our Savior. He does all things well. Terry ends. All Things New. Heaven opened up in the life and ministry of Jesus, showing us the kingdom's coming to earth, renewing all things. He makes the deaf hear. And the mute speak, yes. But behold, he also, according to Revelation 21:5, is making all things new. And he does all things well. So the newness is well done. It glistens with eternity. It has the glow of the radiance of the glory of God about it. When he gives life, he gives it abundantly. When he gives a burden and a yoke, he makes sure it's a light one and an easy one. When he welcomes the weary, he gives them rest. When he sets a person free, they are free indeed. He does all things well. He justifies us. He sanctifies us. He glorifies us. His work grounds our adoption, our union, our reconciliation. He does all things well. Look back over your life, and if you see the valleys, see how the Lord has brought you out of them time and time again. His mercies are new every morning. His loving kindness endures forever. His promises are yea and amen. He will not leave you or forsake you. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. No one can snatch you out of His hand. Lo, He is with you always, even until the ends of the earth. He has done all things well. But don't just see the valleys, see the mountains. He has given you heights of joy, if you care to see them. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. He fills you with joy inexpressible. The joy of the Lord is your strength. He has made your feet like the deer's, setting you on secure heights and lifting you up on wings of eagles. Time and again he has brought you through and delivered you and given you victories, expected and unexpected. He has done all things well. And as you view the majestic peaks of his faithfulness throughout your life, beautiful snowy peaks in a breathtaking mountain range glistening in the light of heaven, see the one standing tall above them, the Most High, the Mount Everest of God's faithfulness to you, Mount Calvary, where Christ took your sin and its death to the cross, bore your punishment, casting it away into the void, and thereby declared not, "It is mostly done," or "It is begun," but "It is finished." Jared C. Wilson. Trusting God's timing. Some problems are short-term, such as a bout of flu or a temporary falling out with someone at work. Others may last much longer, a chronic illness, a disability or an addiction, the loss of someone dear, or an ongoing battle to overcome a personal weakness such as anger or depression. You may have to struggle with such difficulties for weeks, months, or even years. Some problems persist even when you feel you've already done all you could. You've been praying, reading, and following God's word, claiming his promises, and trying to trust him. Still, you see no answer, which can be discouraging. In cases like that, God may be testing you to see whether you will continue to trust and believe and thank him for all the other good things he sends your way, even when it seems he is not answering your prayers about a certain thing. We walk by faith, not by sight. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. God loves to see his children's faith manifested, and he promises to greatly reward those who bravely endure the trying of their faith. If God is working in your life to bring out a special quality, the process may take some time. Lumps of coal aren't turned to diamonds overnight. So it is with our lives. When you think you've reached the end of your rope, just hold on a little longer. Patience is often the key that opens the door to God's blessings. And sometimes we must be content to wait for his answer. While we may expect God to put an end to our problems right now, he may know that later is a better time. God's timing is impeccable. He has done all things well. Trust him. Faith is believing. Faith is trusting. Faith refuses to be robbed of its joy and peace by circumstances or challenges. If we refuse to concede defeat, but rather hold on to God no matter what, if we determine to believe his promises, even though we may not see the fulfillment immediately, we can trust that God will always come through for us, and will work in everything that happens to us for our good. Shannon Shaler. God does all things well. I do not always know what lies before me, or what of trial or test may be in store. My steps are ordered. God will do the choosing. He knows the way I take. Need I know more? I do not know the reason for each testing. The lessons I must learn, I cannot tell. Or why I'm led through valleys deep and lonely. I only know he does all things well. If the path I walk seems steep and rugged, and I must labor long to reach the goal, there's always one close by my side to help me. He brings sweet rest and comfort to my soul. and from the pages of God's book before me, he speaks the words that all my fears dispel. And though I do not know the why nor wherefore, I can be sure he does all things well. Then I will rest in him and take fresh courage, and trust his promise not to leave me ere. New strength supplied to carry on the battle, new hope that I the victor's crown shall wear. It is enough to be of God beloved, to have the Lord within my heart to dwell, to have the peace that passeth understanding, content to know he does all things well. Author unknown.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.